Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And I enjoy talking business. I enjoy thinking about business. I find business interesting. I find it the most interesting thing I can think of. I'm not talking about family. I'm not talking about personal relationships. I'm talking about the ability to sit down and to create something. And that's what you do when you have a business. You create something. And if we look at success and we look at the most successful business people that you can think of, why are they successful? There are so many reasons. They're naturally talented. They have good luck. They got a good start. They met someone who helped them and put them on the right path. But business people who are successful make an effort to understand every part of their business. They hire well. They surround themselves with people who are smarter than they are, so that they can absolutely take full advantage of someone's intelligence and someone's efforts. And it's a great relationship. You know, I'm the boss. You have a lot of talent. I'll pay you well. You help me make money. It's a good relationship. They understand their marketplace. They understand what people want. They have a sense of what's going on in the marketplace. They understand every single aspect of their business. And if they don't understand their business, then they hire someone who does understand it. So just for an example, maybe they don't understand social media. They go out and they find the best social media person that they can find. And they hire that person to manage their social media for them. So if you want to be a great business leader, you don't really need to know everything. You don't need to do everything. You need to surround yourself with the best possible people. And as you know, and if you're a regular listener, you know that I like to think about business in a different way than other people do. I don't like to give you the same thing that everybody else gives you. So I think you're going to find this conversation most interesting. When are CEOs, presidents, and business owners most stressed? If I ask a business owner that question, of course I'm going to get different answers, but the answers are going to be, I've got employee problems, I don't have enough sales, my shipment was late to Chicago and it was supposed to be there on time. They'll give me all the reasons, but when the professionals, when the scientists really study business people, what they find is that business people are most stressed when they're not working. Isn't that interesting? Because when you're working, you're in action. You can do something. You can make something happen. You work long hours. You're feeling productive. You're solving problems. And then you go home. You're not working. But that doesn't mean that your mind stops working. That doesn't mean that you don't start thinking about the problem. But because you aren't working, or maybe it's the weekend, or maybe you've taken a vacation and you are having trouble unwinding, you're saying to yourself, I need to solve this problem, but you can't solve it because you're not working. Now, why is this important? It's important because your business is you. No matter how big your business is, no matter how small your business is, it really doesn't make any difference. The business is led by you. Leaders lead. And if you go home every night and you are stressed because you can't get something done and you don't realize what you're doing to yourself, when you show up the next day, you're not going to be very productive. So do a little test. Think about it. When you go home or when you're off work, how do you feel? Can you go to the Starbucks and sit there and be quiet and not be stressed because you have to do something? Can you go play a round of golf or tennis because you're just there, but you're not really focusing on the game? You're focusing on the stress. As business owners, we need to train our minds, and we need to train our minds when we need to be business people and when we need to be real people who just are not working, so that we can relax, so that we can get reinvigorated, so that we can be ready for the next day. Stress is the business killer. It's the business killer from a health point of view, but it's also the business killer from a business point of view. Because if you're nothing but stressed all the time, how can you think logically? How can you think intelligently? How can you be in a situation where you solve problems? So let's take a look at each of us, how we behave, what we think in different situations, and let's really understand every single part of our business, including we do not need to be stressed 24 hours a day. We need to solve the problem, we need to determine what the problem is, identify the problem, solve the problem, and when we do that, the stress goes away. And if we are not working, let's get a plan in place to solve that problem and not just be totally stressed about it. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.